pro-Palestinian encampment protests are going on at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Milwaukee. It's Wednesday, May 1st. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerr-Wren. Coming up, we'll have more on Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's response to a hit-and-run crash that killed a four-year-old. And Evan Casey will tell us about a new slapstick comedy filmed in northern Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Pro-Palestinian encampment protests at UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee continued into their second day Tuesday. While things have remained peaceful, Anya Van Wagtentonk reports some Jewish students and their parents have expressed concerns.
The centralized Jewish organizations at both campuses, called Hillels, released statements saying they are concerned about Jewish student safety. Jill Grover of New York is a parent of a Jewish freshman at the UW-Madison. She said it's hard being far from her daughter.
Angry, helpless. I just don't understand it.
People at the encampment say they're protesting Zionism, not Judaism. They're calling for UW to divest from Israel as the war with Gaza rages on. And some Jewish students are supporting the protest. At Monday's launch, some held signs saying they didn't want the war in Gaza to be fought in their name. Anya Van Wagtentonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee police say they have arrested a suspect in a hit-and-run crash that killed a four-year-old girl. The girl was struck by a car while crossing a street with her mother on the city's north side Tuesday morning. Mayor Cavalier Johnson sounded furious when he spoke to reporters about the incident. He said the driver left the crash scene, quote, like it was nothing.
It's warm outside. They should be able to go outside and play or cross the street with their parents without having to worry about somebody hitting them and then just leaving the scene. That is garbage. It's garbage.
Johnson said the mother has broken bones but survived. Police said late Tuesday that they arrested a suspect. That arrest came after a high-speed chase that ended in another crash. They say they are continuing to look for others who were involved. There were more than 6,000 cases of physical restraint in Wisconsin schools last year. Corrine Hess reports that's according to the latest data from the State Department of Public Instruction.
Among those cases, 2,700 children were physically restrained and 1,800 children were secluded. State numbers don't indicate whether these events occurred simultaneously. Tim Pierenboom is a school psychologist with DPI. He says the goal is to have zero cases.
The pattern that we see suggests usually just a handful of students who are being secluded and restrained, and they're being secluded and restrained multiple times.
The majority of the children secluded and restrained were in elementary school. 80% of the students involved have individualized education programs, meaning they are special education students. But only about 14% of Wisconsin school-aged children are in the special education program. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Marshfield Clinic is temporarily suspending labor and delivery services at its Rice Lake Medical Center starting today. The health system says it's due to staffing limitations. The temporary pause is expected to last between 30 and 60 days. Marshfield Clinic says they will notify affected patients and transition their care to the Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire, which is an hour away. The health system more than doubled labor and delivery beds in Eau Claire earlier this year in response to the closure of Sacred Heart and St. Joseph's Hospital. Marshfield's Vice President of Medical Affairs, Dr. Brandon Parkhurst, said in a press release that the, quote, ripple effect of the closures was a factor in the health system needing to spread its resources. OBGYN providers will continue to provide prenatal and postpartum care in Rice Lake. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld the firing of a former Milwaukee police officer who posted racist memes tied to the arrest of former Bucks player Sterling Brown. Rich Kramer has more.
Eric Andrade was fired in 2018 for a Facebook post mocking Brown's arrest when officers wrestled the player to the ground and used a stun gun to subdue him. Andrade wasn't part of the arrest but transported Brown to jail afterward. In his post, Andrade said it was, quote, nice meeting Sterling Brown of the Milwaukee Bucks at work this morning. He ended with the hashtag LOL Fear the Deer. Brown sued the department and won a $750,000 settlement from the city. The suit highlighted other posts from Andrade, including one that mocked NBA star Kevin Durant's hair. On Tuesday, a 5-2 Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the firing. Two conservative justices dissented, saying Andrade's due process had not been followed. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dane County is asking the state's attorney general to weigh in on the meaning of a newly adopted constitutional amendment. A ballot measure approved by voters this spring says that only designated election officials can perform tasks needed to conduct an election. But in a letter sent to Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, Dane County's attorney said that language leaves room for interpretation. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says the people overseeing elections across Wisconsin need guidance on exactly who counts as an election official and exactly what counts as an election-related task.
We have two elections coming up in August and in November, so if we need to make changes, we got to do it right away.
A spokesperson says the attorney general plans to release an opinion in response to Dane County's request. The Department of Justice is accepting public comment on the issue until mid-May. Coming up after the break, Evan Casey will tell us about a new film called Hundreds of Beavers. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Wisconsin film having a big moment.
There's been a lot of excitement over the slapstick comedy Hundreds of Beavers, with movie fans and critics leaving theaters around the globe in awe. It was filmed in northern Wisconsin, and its star and writer, Ryland Brixen Coltoos, is a Whitefish Bay native. As WPR's Evan Casey tells us, the 33-year-old has always been obsessed with making movies.
Ryland Brixen Coltoos first picked up his dad's bulky camcorder when he was 11. He was trying to recreate what he saw on the big screen with his siblings in his Whitefish Bay backyard.
And we had some bad plastic toy weapons. We had ketchup for fake blood. Through the power of editing, we would, you know, of course, illegally put in like music from like Gladiator or Lord of the Rings or something and make it seem this big epic thing.
Two stuck with filmmaking through middle and high school, using videos he made for class projects. After attending film school at UW-Milwaukee, he decided to make his first feature-length movie with his best friends, while also working as a pizza delivery driver. In Lake Michigan Monster, he plays an eccentric captain roaming the choppy waters of the Great Lake.
It's a pretty cheap movie, it's a lot of fun. And yeah, we just did what we could with what we had, and that was like cheap costumes, cheap props, a cheap camera.
After that, Tooze and his close friend and filmmaker, Mike Cheslick, set out to make a movie about fur trappers and beavers. The idea started where so many in Wisconsin do, in a bar.
Let's make like an outdoor winter movie with no dialogue because no one else is trying to do that. And let's just do a story with mascots. And before we knew it, it was like this big epic.
That epic? Hundreds of Beavers. It's a silent black and white movie about an alcoholic fur trapper who tries to make it big by defeating, you guessed it, hundreds of beavers. It's a lot like slapstick comedies from years ago. Picture Looney Tunes, but live action, complete with beaver costumes.
So we just wanted to make this very accessible movie for everyone around the world, while also making it pretty Midwestern and something that Wisconsin can be proud of as well.
They started filming in the winter of 2020.
So it was just like buddies from either grade school or high school or college who, you know, were willing to go out in the snow with us and lug heavy equipment and props and whatnot into the woods and, you know, freeze their butt off playing beavers or bunnies or any number of different animals.
The crew stayed in a tiny cabin in Manitouish waters. Many of the scenes were filmed in empty Wisconsin fields in places like Black River Falls, Iron Mountain, and Hurley.
There's no one up there to bug you. And if there are people who ask questions, they're just kind of like enamored with the fact that you're making And when I say enamored, I mean weirded out by the fact that you're making a movie in the middle of the woods with mascots.
After its 2022 release, Hundreds of Beavers quickly caught the attention of audiences and critics alike. The Los Angeles Times called it an onslaught of retro slapstick. The AV Club dubbed it a, quote, furry fracas. Rylan's father, Wayne Tews, has also gotten in on the action. The Whitefish Bay musician wrote songs for both of his son's films.
I think the proudest part is in both songs from Lake Michigan Monster and from Hundreds of Beavers, I was able to get the word fart in both songs. So I think it really is a testament to my ability as a sock fighter.
For the filmmaker Tews, the whole experience has been a blast.
Its sole purpose for existing is just to entertain, just to be a big joke.
Hundreds of Beavers has made its way from the big screen to people's homes.
WPR's Evan Casey brought us that story on the movie Hundreds of Beavers, which is now available on streaming services. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Hope Kerwin, in today for Alex Crow. Our producers were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.